The benefits of redworm composting and how to get started. If backyard composting hasn't worked out very well for you, but you still want to turn your kitchen waste into nourishing compost, you might try your hand at worm composting. This is done indoors in plastic bins, and a well-run worm bin can be placed almost anywhere in the home without the risk of worms escaping or other problems such as unpleasant odors. It's a great solution in areas with long winters or for people who have trouble keeping pets or wildlife out of their backyard bins. The redworms that are used in worm composting will eat just about anything that comes out of your kitchen, including coffee grounds, baked goods, fruit peels, and leftovers. You can make your own bin out of a large plastic tub with a lid or purchase one from the internet or at your local garden store. A tiered bin system, where you can move and empty bins as they become full, is perhaps the easiest to manage. Once a bin is full, you simply put your food waste in the next bin and the worms will follow, leaving behind nutrient-rich compost. All bin systems should have a spigot for draining off compost tea. Mix the tea with an equal amount of water and it makes a wonderful fertilizer for your houseplants. Worm populations will increase and decrease based on food availability, or you can buy more and increase your system size to meet your needs. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.